Good morning, Jake. How are you?
Hey man, it is lovely to see you as always, looking sharp today. How are you? What's going on?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Weathering some storms, which is good. I like the weather some storms because it makes me appreciate the calmness when it's here. And adversity makes me thrive. So I'm going to ask you, right? We want some coaching today, and we're going to talk about a couple of different things. But the first thing we're going to discuss is how to beat the house, right? How to win, how to beat when the odds are against you, how to win here, how to win here, and then how to win in a nonviolent way here, right? How to win outward, inward, and all around. And what does winning really mean? And, personally, as you know, I'm going through some we'll say professional challenges right now, which are great because it's actually a visionary moment for me, and I am embracing this because it's been coming, but it's like the sky opened up, and I'm like, wow, this is cool. So this episode hits hard in a good way, hits home, and to be authentic, as we always are to our audience. These are real issues we talk about that people face all the time. And I could think of no better topic than to talk about against the odds. And when I say how to win inside, outside, and all that, what are you hearing me say? What are you hearing when I say that?
Fair enough. So my first one is like, if I was going to coach you on this, I'd start like rattling off questions, but I'll give you some of my concepts around where I'm thinking. When you say beat the odds, the first thing I would ask a coaching client and where I would tell you is that's an assumption that the odds are stacked against you. It's an assumption that someone else did a thing, built the odds, built the thing, whatever they're going to do, and stacked it against you, right? So that we got to now beat the odds, as it were. So
Okay.
we hear that a lot. And where you hear it is in this victim mentality, this victim mindset around, everything's been against, you'll hear it a lot. And if this is actually called something called meta models. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this in language. It's called meta models in neurolinguistics programming. You will hear people say, everyone's against me. Everything's stacked against me. All the things are a problem. You'll hear these large statements, right? These big statements to where everything and all the time and anyone, and that those are the primary words that you're going to hear in there. That's what triggers me. So when I hear the odds are against me, what I heard there was a limiting belief that there's this Vegas style kind of gambling thing going on, right? That is, the house has gajillions of dollars. And here I am with my 20 bucks hoping to go in and play it on black, but the odds are stacked against me. That's not where we are in business, and that's not where we are in life. You gotta know. So this is how do we beat it? Like that's my general kind of topic conversation, what I hear. How do we beat it? And my wife and I were listening to a podcast just yesterday about this, and it's hilarious that it comes up because we were kind of arguing about it this morning. We had a couple of different points of view of how we took the podcast. It's a little bit of self-awareness around this, right? When we're in that spiral that everything is wrong, the odds are against me, it's all a problem, I'm playing victim. I am, I'm playing victim. And so when we're playing victim, how do we get the hell out of that? Well, from a mantra standpoint, you asked about this one. I mean, we can make this episode 6 minutes because I'm going to get to this point relatively quick, but we're going to keep going. The mantra in this one, and there's three things that we've been hearing a lot in, I'll call it the marketplace, right? Overall, just where we're hearing it, social media, where we're hearing it from a lot of people that are out there are, you got to know that you are resourced, you are connected, you are safe. That's true. That is true of every single human being on the planet right now. You have the ability to connect. You have the ability to resource. You have the ability to be safe. It's a choice, right? So when we get into that negative spiral, that mindset of, oh God, the odds are just against me. It's been a minute since I've used my favorite coaching quote, but what you focus on expands. If you are focused on the odds are against you, that's how you're going to show up. If you're focused on what do I have to do to stack the odds in my favor today, you're going to go a different direction. So that may or may not been like, as I think about our conversations over the last week or so, you know, with what you've got going on, that's where I'm headed with this from a coaching perspective is let's go to self-awareness with it. How do we beat it? What are the strategies that we do? Those are great questions, right? Those are the right questions we have to ask ourselves. So let's spin that back on you. Let's spin it back on you. So like, when you think about this and you deal with this in the fitness universe all the time, like you deal with this all the time, what do you have to do? If somebody says, I have a specific goal, I need to be at X amount of body fat, I need to be at Y amount of weight, I need to be at, you know, so much body mass, I need to be able to run 10,000 miles, you know, whatever those things are. Where do you go with it? Just from a fitness, let's go to that very physiological standpoint, because it's true and it's tactical and it's relative to business. It's the same model, but I think people can adjust to that a lot quicker. Mm-hmm.
Well, again, it's the same answer that you just gave in terms of pre-qualifying this. You ask a ton of questions. And I'll ask these questions philosophically because these can be internal questions that people who are listening to this broadcast can write down. You know, have you ever been where you want to be? In other words, okay, I want to lose 35 pounds. Have you ever been 35 pounds lighter? Have you ever been where you want to go? And if so, when? And then what went wrong to get you to where you perceive to be in a place of discomfort? And then, okay, great. This set of circumstances happened. And then we want to talk about, okay, so now you've dealt with some adversity, some mental, maybe physical, and maybe sort of biological, depending on age differences and all that, right? Or extraneous health concerns. So let's look at the circumstances that we've got in front of us. And then let's tackle what we can tackle. And let's work our way to your goals. If let's say, man, I have an arthritic knee and I can't walk anymore and I've gained 500 pounds because I'm depressed. Well, okay, let's coach here. Let's mm-hmm. figure out a way we can do some hand bike. And then let's figure out a nutrition plan. And then let's set reachable goals to make sure that happens. It's not, I can only do it through walking, running, high intensity training. No. Different stages. And the quicker you want that result to happen, the quicker you'll implement and the more you'll suffer, right? Because that's the idea. How much pain can you take to get where you got to go? Because ultimately, even if somebody is in a conscious decision and motivated, it's still going to be some pain. Anytime you change or break a pattern, because that's all we were doing is looping patterns, mm-hmm. it's going to be some discomfort. And you know where the real discomfort comes in? High motivation, high implementation, seeing results, sustaining them, not going back here, not going back to where the old habits kick in a month down the road or 3 weeks or 2 weeks down the road, yeah. Right? So the other idea is I call this micro momentum. If you have a problem that you're surrendering to and you have a thing that's bothering you, if in every other element and area of your life, you have zero micro momentum, you have no models to fall back on. If you're not, let's just you go back to the weight loss example. If you're not applying yourself in your profession, if you're not applying yourself in some sort of spiritual manner, meditation, church faith, temple, you know, Buddhism, you name it, whatever you want to do here with the hands and all that. If you're not applying yourself there, right? And if you're not applying yourself to relationships, whether they be romantic or friend or family, and then if you have no traction, you have no anchor to grab onto. You've got to self-cultivate, and then you have to do what I call copy. You got to do some duplication. You got to take a look at something you might want to emulate. Now, easiest thing to do, watch a movie. Granted, it's a movie, but if you watch a movie and you want to emulate something outside of Taxi Driver, there's a good formula, right? Let's not watch Natural Born Killers and go out and emulate that, right? Let's emulate, Driving Miss Daisy or something like this. Let's get micro, let's get some feel-good things happening to where we can micro-emulate. Now, in a professional world, guys like us, entrepreneurs, always have like four or five irons in the fire. And I have my mental core ethics in line. Like, I'm lined up here. I know what I'm trying to do. So if I'm deficient in an area or somebody challenges me or I run into adversity, let's go back to the 500-pound weight loss, and I run into, I really want some sugar today. And then I realize, wait a minute, I didn't adhere to my meal plan and I'm craving something. You always have to go back to that micro momentum and say, whoa, let me figure out a space where I can gain traction and I'm highly accepted. This is all self-induced, by the way. Highly accepted is, like you said, there's no Vegas odd maker. You're going to piss everyone in the world off. You're the only person that matters. You got to know your worth and you got to know what you're bringing to the table. The same thing happens when you're trying to lose weight. You got to know what you're trying to do and why after a while. And as I coach people through this, the yes, you can, yes, you will, do it. Yes, you'll fail. Yeah, you'll have setbacks, but yes, you will do it. And that's kind of how I approach things. And I encourage when I coach people using the micro momentum in other facets of life to be able to latch on to those. Look at all the other areas. Now, if you're completely dead in the water, it's going to be a lot more pain for you to kind of get going. Or it's going to be a lot more pleasure because you got nowhere else to go. You got nowhere else to go but down. But yeah. Hey, man, listen, real quick, time out. I'm going to bring up something really awesome. I know we're talking about this.
I think
we're talking about something completely amazing, and that's season 2 on Boardroom Battleground. Total Disruption is going through a massive upgrade. What we're going to do, not that our conversations aren't a massive upgrade, but what we are going to do is we are going to be running this Boardroom Battleground, right? We're taking about 5 to 10 businesses, and we're going to put them right out on TV. We're going to tell their story. We're going to get them exposure. We've got a cool group of coaches that's going to help these people grow their business and grow their programs and grow their product so they can impact the world. What do you think about that, Jake? You want to chime in right now, man?
Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I was thinking about this and just some of the conversations we've had. And there's nobody we haven't talked to that doesn't go, this is cool. This is a great concept. This is going to be amazing. Look at what this is doing, some epic things for these business owners. And that's what we're excited about in this. Like, what I would tell you about this, and Mike floated this out earlier, and I'm plus one it a little bit. You get in, you get seen, you go forward or go back. Like that's where you're at in your space. And this is exactly what we're talking about with this beating the odds. You want to beat the odds. You want to build the house. You want to be the house. You got to choose to do it. You've got to go forward or you just go back. That's what I'd say about this. This is such a, I'm super crazy passionate about this. You guys know I go ballistic about this. I am super excited. All the contestants that are getting ready to roll out on this are excited. Our producer, we got a 4-time Emmy Award winning executive producer that's doing this for us. There's going to be some amazing, amazing stuff. And we get to be in front of a stupid amount of people. Not because Mike and I, well, sure, we're cool and we're pretty, don't get me wrong. But we get to be in front of these people because what it does for the business owners, what it does for the people. And that's what we're doing. Like, the point of this is to see you go forward. It's not just to hear ourselves talk. It's going to be an amazing concept. You right here, right below me, hit the QR code, hit the applications, free to apply. Have the conversation with us about what this is, what it can be. And maybe if this is not a fit right now, be part of the guild. come and be part of this. In the point that you get to be collaborative, you get to be backstage pass to what's going on in season two, have access to everything. Join one of them. Don't just sit on the couch, man. That's like Mike said, this is a micro momentum. This is that move forward. You can choose to sit there and do nothing, and that's exactly what you're going to get out of it.
And meet some cool people and some great contestants with a good message. And for those of you that have friends that are entrepreneurs that are looking to get more exposure, send them our way. It's worth a talk. All the ways to get in touch with us are on our website. So just apply there and DM us on the socials otherwise.
Yeah, we'd love to see you guys.
So now that we're moving on from season two and the boardroom battleground, let's go back into a little bit. Let's steer this thing a little more towards. So I think we covered a little bit how you figure yourself out here and say there is no real odds against you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in life and in pursuits of things, not everyone's going to be happy with what you're doing. And sometimes people are so short-sighted that when you make decisions to change, like you make decisions to lose weight, you make decisions to create a program, you make decisions to start to, people are going to be uncomfortable and it's threatening. And that's okay because you're not actually threatening anybody. As long as these changes you make are for the positive of society, right? That's our mantra, right? Be disruptive, but nonviolent and, you know, ethical, right? Ethical,
yeah. Nonviolent. Stay within integrity.
Yeah, right. So now that we've, it's funny, we have a friend of ours, and we're not going to name names, but a lot of people see this person for who they used to be and not who they've blossomed into. There's a lot of our audience, Jake, that has that same struggle. These people, they have gone from point A to point B. Yes, they're still the same person from point A, but they're equipped with a whole nother set of skills and they're displaying behavior regularly that is totally not person A. They're person B now, right? Or they're BA, right? Where do we go with that? In other words, how do we not fall into the pitfalls of making sure we're not judging people? Because it's easy to say, I know him or her or they, you know, they're not so cool. Well, wait a minute. Are they really? Or do you just not tune into them from 20 years ago or 10 or 5, right? How do we carry that torch? Same thing as before, like we were talking about. How do we carry that torch to where, you know, I am the new me, the me. I'm not new, I'm not old, I'm me. How do we carry that torch, Jake? How do we sustain that internal mantra? How do we sustain that?
Yeah, so there's that's back to where we started with that internal awareness, that self-awareness piece where we were talking about this a little bit. I'm reminded of a quote. No man steps in the same river twice because the man is not the same, the river is not the same. So when if we are casting judgment, like if I'm looking at Mike and going, you know, I remember Mike a year ago and this is who Mike is. So therefore that's who Mike is in my head. That's my representation of who Mike is. Am I connected with who Mike is today? Right. It's not a fair representation of who he is in this particular moment. As an example, Mike really hasn't changed in the last year. Let's be clear. I'm using it as the example. But when we do that, we are placing our own limiting beliefs on what we think that other person is. There's another theology that talks about when we really get aggravated with somebody, and we just dig our teeth in. We're just like that, just grinding on that. And that person is just irritating me. It's because the quality they're demonstrating is the one we hate about ourselves. It's something about ourselves, and we're projecting. We're seeing that, and it's an interesting theology. It's a much deeper read than this, mind you. I'm giving you some, like, we're talking like moon height, not even 30,000 feet. But like when you have somebody that you're just like, man, I just can't stand that person for this reason or that reason or what a blah, 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 right? We're being a persecutor for one. We are applying labels to them, and likely it is a trait we do not like about ourselves. So let's go back to self-awareness. And that's the how do we deal with that? So here's something you brought up something interesting earlier. I don't want to breeze over. As we were talking about creating this, you know, this house, right? We're creating the, however we want to describe it, the win. How do we get there? Then you talked about, all right, in the past, when you were here, how did you feel? And you were able to create that emotional connection with what they've already done. So here's one for you. What if they've never been there? What if in the reason, and we all go through this, what if they've never actually won? What if they've never won? They don't know what the feeling of winning is. Like look at business as an example. There are, we're building something in season two that's never been done before. By all means, we've never seen it. We haven't heard it. We haven't felt it. We don't, you know, it's not, there's not proof, right? Somebody didn't hand us the book and said, do the thing. If you do the thing works, and this is the result. There's a lot of different things to call that, but how do you know, we have a vision, like a specific vision. We're like, this is what this is going to do. This is where this is going to go. And we believe in what it is. We believe in the whole, like everything we're doing is that. So where I want to go with this is like, we have to build a construct, some sort of construct of belief in that we believe is something that is true. And you can do this the super negative way. Odds are stacked against me. Everybody, blah, 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 blah. You know, everything is wrong. Nobody likes me. You can build a construct that looks just like that. But you can also build it the other way. Even though we've never seen this victory, like we do not know what the finish line actually looks like. We don't know what the color of the ribbon is. We don't even know where it's located currently. Mm-hmm. However, we're dedicated to marching down that road. So this is where I kind of want to round this out in the next few minutes as we're talking about this piece of how do we know we're going to win? How do we know it? What's your take on that?
I mean, listen, you could give the old generic answers, KPIs, money in, money out. Are you making sales? Honestly, I'm not going to lie, right? Like that babble really helps. Sure. Do we have a concept? Do we have contestants? Have we made money? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Right. But that's one way to say it. Do you explain it to somebody? The light bulb goes off in their head. There's the victory. You explain your idea in a way that empowers somebody else to advance you the means to be in alignment with you. To me, that's a win. Now, the other part of the win is the fulfillment and the actual the fulfillment of what you say you were going to do and the delivery of that particular product or program. So the result, right? The delivery of the result. The result is get people in front of other people. That's the result. And get in front of them in a quantifiable amount of time in a quantifiable way, right? If you've never actually wanted anything before, so okay, so what does not failing feel like? I mean, at some point in your life, you've had to
have a direction,
right? So it's, wow, if what I'm doing feels totally different, I'm a little scared, it's probably you're in the right zone. I mean, you know, unless you're going to inject yourself with heroin, you're not in the right place at that point.
Yeah.
No, but that's also a scary feeling. So what I'm saying is if you're in a space that you're starting to operate from internal integrity, you have an honest mission, because it's easy to get a money mission. That's not honest. If you're just focusing on a transaction or a piece of a transaction or whatever your end of the transaction versus the result, if you've gotten so jaded that you're focusing on, I want my piece of the deal, I want to get paid, I paid, that's all failure. You get somebody to sign up, you get forward momentum, you get sustained momentum, and then you deliver the result. Even if you've never done it before, that's the exact formula. That's the exact formula. But it starts with being in alignment with what you're doing. And even if you're not in alignment with what you're doing, then get in alignment with what you're doing. It's kind of like Days of Thunder. you know, guy asked Tom Cruise, hey, how'd you get into racing? The guy said, drive so I could drive. I just drove. I loved it. I didn't know. I got in the car and I'm a natural. No plans. I loved it. Couldn't communicate all about cars or anything else. Didn't know a damn thing about it. But he got in and he drove. Again, we're doing a movie reference. Same thing goes. The same thing goes with what we're talking about here today. And most of this occurs when no one's watching. Now, in the days of let's film everything, there's a shit ton of people watching now, right? Like, I'm on YouTube. Here, let me see here. Okay, this is Mike, and I've got my phone out, and I'm telling you that this is a rough day. You know, in the day and age now, everybody's watching, right? Everyone's doing something. Everyone's on video. But what's entertaining and what's real are two totally different things, okay? So if you're finding motivation through others' vlogs and everything else, the actual act of them vlogging what they're talking about is the shift. They've gone past non-action. They've gone to action. Even if their action doesn't bear fruit, they've got micro movement. The fact that they've filmed, you watched, there's a success there. They didn't fail. Now, there's other ideas. Okay, if they're trying to sell you a product or service, fine. They film, you watch, you don't buy. Well, you're only part of the way successful. They weren't compelled to jump across, or you weren't compelled to jump across the screen and say, let me get more of alignment with you. Or let me direct message this person and ask them a question. There becomes different levels. That's not, I don't want to get too sort of hierarchical here, but there's different levels of what one might consider success. In a business relationship, it is, I've got the thing. I'm going to go talk about the thing. And I want, when I'm done talking about the thing, whether it's on the phone, whether it's into a camera, whether it's into a microphone, I want someone to jump across the medium and engage with me. And, and in business, typically engagement equals retention of service or purchase of product. And then comes the deliverable. So that's how you do it, even if you've never won. There, follow that formula. Find me somewhere. Find this episode somewhere and burn it into your brain. Jake, do you have anything else to
I think the simple summation here is what I loved what you said there was it's got to feel different. If you've never won before, it's got to feel different than you've ever felt before. You've got to feel some discomfort. You're going to have to. Like, I can go back to my old podcast, Once Upon a Time, is called Embrace the Suck. It's still a good quote of you've got to embrace the suck. You do. You absolutely have to decide that, you know what? Really great things live on the other side of uncomfortable. I've got to get uncomfortable to be able to achieve that. You want to beat the odds? Get uncomfortable. So many of us have gotten so comfortable in being miserable and just where we are and settling for good, when great is truly on the table.
Awesome. Well, Jake, thanks for those powerful parting words. My name is Mike Liberace. That was Jake Clendenning. Thanks for watching Total Disruption. We'll see you next time.
Get in there.